KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the range. You're next. KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is... This repeater is owned and operated by the New Jersey Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency only designed to take use. Now we get roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. For folks using pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight, we'll run through those and then we'll go from there. Start off with, we'd like to say good evening to KM4JWP, Mr. Bryan, up there in Rutherfordton, and K3DOV, that's the Upstate ARC, Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, and KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, his sweet bride, KA4JCA, Miss Sally, and their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL, they're all down in Simpsonville. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andy, he's in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, he's up in Traveler's Rest. And his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla, she's also in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up on Table Rock. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's in Greenville. And K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland over in Pickens. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Dacusville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KB2BYQ, that's my brother, my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. KB2BYQ, my neighbor Dave in Easley. KD4EGM, that's Mr. Tim, and he didn't give me a location on him. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And KW4TS, he's up in down in Pelzer. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's in Dacusville. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy, she's on the phone with her son Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. So I'll check him in via telephone relay. That gives us all of those. Let's go up here and see if we have any Echo Lake stations. Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. I got a bunch of static on my radio, so I figured I'd check in Echo Link. Just mark me in and out.
And I would like to say good evening. KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. But do appreciate you checking in via Echo Link. Thanks for being here. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. All be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November November Hotel, Q4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile here in Piedmont tonight and to the workplace. 7-3-D Gary, Miss Joy, and all of that be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo. Lloyd in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS, please check in Kilo Echo 0, Mike Uniform Mike. My name is Don, I'm in Pickens, and I'm negative and negative.
It's KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred. He's out there on the mobile tonight in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Don't you work too hard, and have a great evening if you can. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on your way to work. Also like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. And KE0MUM, Mr. Don. He's over at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
I'd like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Sounds like you got that group all to yourself for right now. But we'll see if we can find somebody else to keep you company. Appreciate you checking in with us there, Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in Kilo Juliet 4, Quebec Alpha Sierra. That's KJ4QAS. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Martin, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Say good evening to KJ4QAS. Mr. Tom, down there in Martin, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Make you got a good signal into the repeater from Martin. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. All right, let's move on up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey. Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
DOS. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table, but I'll be listening to the swap net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's up there at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. S4YX, Gil, and Seneca. Good evening. Good to be here. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hey, Gil, I hadn't heard you in a long time. KS4YX, Mr. Gil, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us. I hope you're doing well. Like I said, I hadn't heard you in a long time. Good hearing you on the air again. Hope you can come back as often as you can. Let's move on up to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. NK4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango. Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Perk, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I missed one out of that out, but the other station, all I got out of yours was Clemson. So hang in there just a minute, and I'd love to get you in the logbook. Like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And K4AFT, Mr. Michael. He's down in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Turn, but I need to get checked in because I got a 75-meter net call. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty, Coleman Moore, no traffic, no comments tonight, Gary.
Say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty, over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Go on up and get your 75-meter net there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. The Clemson station that tried to check in the Alpha through Delta group, try it again.
D.U.S. Please check in Quebec for Alpha India Zulu. I'll be Chase, Mobile and Clemson. Negative, negative.
We'd like to say good evening. KO4 Chase, Mobile down there in Clemson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chase. Hope you're doing well. Be careful out there on the mobile. Let's move to the Echo through
DOS and Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November KC4EZN Harry and Chandler. And I will be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS, please check in Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick and Marietta. I'll be negative and negative.
Your microphone quit, Gary. W4DJW.
Okay.
That one's working. You're back now. Sounds great.
Got a click, and I didn't know what it was. Anyway, go back up here and like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, he's up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And K4GSC, Mr. Patrick, and he's in Marietta. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Sioux Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Let's try Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hi, Gary. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley. And no traffic, no rag to you, Gary. Have a good evening.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue, and do be sure and come with joy. Hello from us.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. He brings along his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. Also over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And Larry, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log so far. Appreciate you being with us, and y'all have a great evening. Also, like to say good evening, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us. And Miss Jennifer, we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. She's on the phone right now, or I'll holler at her now. But I'll let her know that y'all said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Going back to the alphabet, let's see here. Let's go up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I don't have any in the India through Lima group. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4 and Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Just about missed my turn. I'll be negative and negative. Same same to threes for each one of you. Yes.
Hey, hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Staying warm. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, and I'm following James, so here I am. You have a good evening to everybody on the net, W4IOH.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing good. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. We're in downtown Columbia tonight, Gary, and I'll hang around.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're in downtown Columbia. You're not locked up in the state house, are you, Chad? I know you're in downtown Columbia, but I don't want you to be in the state house.
Oh, I ain't locked up, but I ain't happy either. So just swing back around and get to me, and I'll let you know what's going on. I'll talk at you later. You just go on with the net.
Okay, buddy. I'll be back to you in just a little bit. Glad y'all not, or you're not locked up. But I'll be back to you for some comments here shortly. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Coming in last but not least, here's Robert down in Joanna, KD4SRR. I won't have much to say tonight other than Chad better behave himself down there. Get down there around 5 points. He might get fooled in the pokey. So, you know, if he's going to be down there around the state house, tell him to bring us back a grant. This is KD4 back to network control.
Hey, Wes. Please check in and out. KI4, VLW Randy. KJ4, CRL Linda. And
KI4, DOS. And the net. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night and Chad gets out of the pokey. 7-3.
KI4, DOS. Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Gary, and Miss Joy, and I hope y'all doing well. I'm going to stick around for a little bit of chew, so I'm going to try, so hope to talk to you in a few minutes.
Or DOS. When Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray, Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County down in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
For DOS, please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KD4SRR. Minister Robert down there in the raging metropolis of Johanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Nashville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in Possum Kingdom, in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. and N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's also down there in southern Greenville County. Tommy, tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar, November, hit in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4DOS, this is Whiskey 4, Julian Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex, Columbus, no traffic, no comments.
4DOS. Check-in, Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No traffic, not coming, but just listening. 7 to 3. Good night.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And W4JHU, Mr. Alex up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. I hope you're doing well. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex, Alpha Lima Echo X-ray. I'm on a handheld trying to lower 2.5 watt setting. I'm in Central. Hope I'm making it in. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4DDD. Measure 2.5 watts, 2.5 watts from Central on an HD. We got you, Alex. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. You're sounding good into the repeater. Just a little bit of white noise, but you're not bad at all. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Paul says we've probably got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. It's a 2-meter monobander. It's in good condition with the box accessories and the manual. And they would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The item up is looking for, I got a fellow looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. It's got the Mars mod, a DTMF microphone, the portable 0991EB side rails with the handles. He has the original boxes, the manuals. It's in perfect condition, and he would like $1,100 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation. JST-245 has the automatic antenna tuner built in. It works 160 through 6 meters. Output is 150 watts, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Right here, see, we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Are there any 50-watt 2-meter rigs listed by any chance tonight? Yeah, roger.
I got that TM-241 2-meter rig.
Is that 25 or 50 watts?
50 watts, Fred. I don't know. I'd have to look it up and see. He didn't tell me.
I'll look it up. TM241 Kenwood. How much is it?
$110.
Fair enough. I'll get back with you then, Gary. Thank you so much. W4FCM.
I'll be listening for you. Let's try Echo Link stations. I got an Echo Link station I didn't see up there. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got an Echo Link station up there, an N9 station. Doug, if you don't have audio capability, shoot me a text message if you can. I'd love to get you in my log tonight. But I'll let you give you another opportunity to do it over the air if you can. This KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item we got up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Ziyu X6100 HFQRP transceiver. It has a case for it, all the cables, and a USB cable for digital work, digital modes. And it would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? I got a fellow looking for a three-wire rotator control box. Does anyone need any fields? The last item I got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for he's looking for a receiver that covers the ham and shortwave bands, preferably a solid-state one. It would like a Drake or Helicrafters or Heat Kit or anything that would cover the ham bands and the shortwave bands. Does anyone need any fields? Good story. I didn't mean to. I forgot to turn the page. I've still got a couple more items in the on the swap net. SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is a Heat Kit Z1000 amplifier. It works 160 through 10 meters. It's got new tubes in it. They said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Here, 1 second, and recognize N9ZOG, Mr. Doug, up there in Indianapolis, Indiana. Appreciate you sending me a text message there, Doug. Hope you're doing well. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you could make it at 9 o'clock. My net runs a little longer because I have the swap net, but come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Thanks for being with us, and I got you in the log. SKI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a four-element step IR. It covers 6 through 20 meters. Has new motors and gears and new brackets. Has a SD100 controller and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element, full-size, 40-meter monoband beam antenna. 2 meters, 2 elements on 40 meters that are full-size, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Conclude the reading of the swap net book, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Those that listed items, I've got all those listed, and we'll continue to run those. Didn't have anybody take anything off, so we're in good shape there. And we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS.
Harry and all in the net, this is Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor, Mark, and Belton, and been listening a little while, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening. Over.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to AF4LV, Mr. Mark, down there in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. Hadn't seen you in a long time. One of these days we'll have to get together. I hope so. You have a great evening. First up on a clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. Chad. KO4NUE down there in downtown Columbia. What have you, well, I'm not going to ask that question. That might be a loaded question. How was your day today, Chad?
Good day, KO4NUE. It was a pretty good day. I really know where to start. I kind of helped Daddy finish the porch up today, and he was so excited we got it finished. He says, "Why don't you just take my truck down to Columbia?" You know, Daddy bought a new truck, got like, you know, 600 miles on it. So we drove it down to Columbia. We get down here at the motel room, smack dab in the middle of Columbia, downtown. And we get a key fob so you can get to the parking place. And they got a clearance of 6'3". And I couldn't get the truck in there. Had to turn that big thing around in a small spot. I got the truck trapped in between the two arms that let you in and out of the parking garage. And had to get a young lady to, you know, open the thing up, because every time I'd try to open it and run back to the truck, it'd close. So she finally helped me out, and I had traffic blocked up out in the middle of the street. Anyway, Daddy's brand new truck is sitting out on the street in the middle of downtown in a parking spot with no parking meter. And I'm convinced we're going to wake up in the morning and there ain't going to be no tires on the truck, or they're going to steal the hood and doors off of it. So I might be calling you to come down here and get me, or maybe you can call Daddy and tell him something happened to his truck, because I just don't know, Gary. It's just in a bad spot, and I'm a little bit worried.
Well, Chad, I hate that you're concerned about it the way you are, but hopefully nothing will happen to it. I was just sitting here when you said that Daddy offered you his brand new truck. I said, "Oh no, don't tell me he's done put the first scratch on it." I think that would be worse than anything else. Maybe, I don't know. But well, you got my number if you need me for anything. If I need to ride to Columbia, I will. And you know, if you want me to call and talk to Dad, I'll do that too. Neither one of them might be too pleasant, but we'll do it.
No, all right. But Robert mentioned the Popo, so they got this little roving parking. You know, hand out parking tickets to whatever. So I went in and told the lady. I said, I can't get my truck in the parking garage. And she said, "Why?" And I said, it's too high. I said, "You only got a clearance of 6'3". I can't get my truck in there. Where am I going to park my truck?" She says, "Well, I'm so sorry. Do you have your RFID tag for the parking spot?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Well, let me have it." So I gave her the card. And when I gave her the card, she says, "I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to go find somewhere to park, you know, go out there on the street. I don't know what to tell you." But just not helpful at all. So anyway, I just said, you know, I rode around for a couple of blocks trying to find something. But I said, you know, there's no parking spots down here. So I just stuck it out there on the street. We'll see what happens. But it's going to either be a ticket, or they're going to get all my tires, or his tires. I don't know. But I'm going to have to get it off the street early in the morning if I ain't got a ticket already, or the tires are gone off of it.
I tell you, for your day to have started off so good, it didn't wind up so good. Well, it's not too bad, but we'll wait till in the morning and find out how bad it is. I don't think you'll have any problems. There's a lot of good folks down there now, and which is a good thing. But I hate that you couldn't get Dad's truck into the parking garage there or parking area. That would tend to upset me. It looks like they would put the height clearance a little further out before you got in between the two arms that raise up and lower down so you can get in and out.
Well, basement parking, that's, you know, the ramp goes down. They got a big chain door there. So I drove down there thinking, you know, if I sit here long enough, they'll open the gate and let me in. But there's a sign there that says, you know, permit access only. But so I had to back out of that thing. And that's when I got hung in between the two levers. And I just, you know, I tried three or four times to take my RFID tag and raise the arm and then walk back to the truck to drive through. Well, I'd just get in the truck and get sit down and it'd close. So I went back over and opened it. I did it three or four times and I tried to get quicker every time, but I just said, you know what? I know exactly what's going to happen. It don't matter how quick I am. I'm going to get halfway through that thing going the wrong way. And that arm's going to close on Daddy's truck. And I'm not explaining to him, you know, why I brought the truck back with a scratch on it. So I just had to sit there till, you know, this young lady came and she opened the thing up and let me go out. But it just frustrated me to death. But I got in the motel room, got settled down, so I'll go check on the truck here in a little bit. But anyway, Gary, nice talking to you. Sound like you got a really nice net going on, and I'll clear on out and let you get to everybody else. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. 73's Gary. You have a nice evening, sir, and everybody on the net.
One last thing before you go, Chad. You were telling me you got in there between those arms, and I got to thinking about a TV show that I saw. It was Mr. Bean. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. He's a British actor, and he did something of that nature. It was funny. I was watching it on TV, and I just happened to think about that while you were telling me. So I got to tell Chad about that. Anyway, go out and check on the truck and try to get you some rest tonight, because I know you're not going to sleep good with Daddy's truck being out there on the street. But you take care. Appreciate you talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And y'all be careful coming back. And give us a call when you get back into town. If you need me to come get you, call me for that too. Y'all take care, Chad. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Y'all KI4DOS. Up on the stump is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in coming up to today there, young man. You ready for Christmas?
Hi, Gary, KI4DOS. This is WB4FEE. No, I'm not ready for Christmas. I'm not even ready for Thanksgiving yet, but it's almost here. They're over.
Yes, be here before we know it, Dan.
You got that right. It's just around the corner. And coming up faster than you can catch up with it. I'm going to tell you, and Christmas will be here right behind it before you can bat your eye. And I'm not ready for that either. But anyway, it is what it is. They're over.
Well, there you go, Dan. We can't be ready all the time, but you know, for the main things, we stay ready. But you know, for stuff like that, we don't worry about the small stuff.
And yeah, so you and Miss Joy been doing all right there?
Doing pretty good, Dan. Can't complain about anything. I'd take Joy over to get a shot today, and after she went in there, wasn't in there 5 minutes, and got her shot, and came right back out, and she said, I want to do a little shopping today. I said, all right, where you want to go? She said, I want to go over to my favorite, her toy store, not mine. it's a craft store, you know, Hobby Lobby. She wanted to go over there. And I said, okay. So I carried her over there, and we went in. We walked around for a good little while, and she picked up two or three little items that she had been wanting to get, and she bought a new wreath to go on the front of the house. So I guess I'll be decorating here right after Thanksgiving, Dan.
I hear that. You come to Hobby Lobby down here on Woodruff Road.
We went to the one over here in Easley. We don't get on Woodruff Road unless we absolutely have to. And the only reason we have to do that is to go over there to a couple of doctor's offices. Our GP is down there off the corner of Woodruff and 14. And then got another doctor back up towards, back up towards the mall up there on the right-hand side road. But, if we don't have to go to a doctor's office, we don't go to Woodruff Road unless we can absolutely get out of it.
Hey, I understand that. I live over here, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you said Hobby Lobby. I was up there today myself. Matter of fact, I was up there yesterday, and I was up there again today because I was. Get one of these little battery-operated motors, you know, that goes to the back of these clocks. Joel's little clock had stopped, and she keeps it in the china cabinet, and I put a new battery in it, and it wouldn't go, so just had to get a new little motor for it. I went up there and get one yesterday, and I had the old one with me, and I don't know what I was thinking. I just didn't check the length of that stem, you know, coming up, and don't go and get home last night trying to put it in the thing was too short, so I had to take it back and dig it, you know. But I got her going now and everything's looking good.
I tell you what, you folks would like to get on Woodruff Road, y'all use any excuse to get back on Woodruff Road. I'm thinking at you, Dan. I understand. No, you got to be careful with those little old clock motors. I had to replace the one, we've got a big terracotta clock. It's in the living room up on the wall, and it died like the one in the china cabinet you got down there. And I carried it over there, and I carried it with me. And I picked up one and started to walk out the door with it, and I said, you know, I better check these things. And I looked at it. Sure enough, the one I had in my hand, the shaft wasn't long enough to go through all that terracotta stuff and stick out far enough to turn the hands or let the hands be able to move. So I had to dig around and I found one that looked, you know, measured about the same one as I had in my hand, the old one. And I got it, brought it home and took it apart, put it all back together, and it works fine now. But, yeah, you got to be careful with those things. You can't get them. It's too short.
That's what I did. I picked that one up. I looked at it. I know I put the other one up beside it, but, you know, it's in a bubble pack, so it's kind of hard to. So, and I thought I eyeballed it close enough, but I guess I didn't. Or either that or I was looking at two or three different ones. But anyway, somehow or another, I got the one that was a little bit too short. I bet it wasn't. It was not an eighth of an inch too short, I don't guess. But that makes a lot of difference on those. And so this was good. I think the clock face and all is a piece of ceramic. It's about as thick as a piece of tile, I guess. Maybe a little thicker. Somewhere, I would say, a little bit less than 3/8 of an inch thick. Anyway, I got it going, and that's the main thing. She's happy, and I'm happy, too, that we got it going. other than that, we haven't been doing a whole lot. I've been still trying to work 2 days a week and try to get back and forth over to the gym over there and work out on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays and all. And get to see old buddy. I talked to him this morning. Get to see him sometimes a couple of times a week over there. He's about finished up and about ready to leave when I get there. So I think he gets there real early there.
No, Dan, Buddy has always been an early bird. When he was working a long time ago, He ran a route, and he had to start real early in the mornings, and he never got out of it. So I guess that's the reason he gets up and goes on and does his thing. But I hadn't heard him on the air in a long time. I was thinking about him the other day, and I got his phone number here someplace, and I can't find it. If I could put my finger on it, I'd give him a call. But I'm going to keep looking for it, and I'm going to call him and check on him, see how he's doing. But I'm glad you gave me a report. That way, at least I know he's still going over to the gym over there and working out in the mornings and carrying things on. I tell you, Dan, Buddy's got his plate full with Joan and his daughter.
Yeah, I understand. And I understand. Yeah, he sure has. And he's mentioned that to me a couple of times. And man, I don't see how he does it. But Buddy's a good man. That's all I can say. He's a fine fellow, though.
Yes, he is, no doubt about it. And I apologize. I said his wife's name was Joan. Her name's Pat. Your wife's name's Joan. I knew I was talking to you, and your wife was... I just got them confused there for a minute. I guess I'm getting a little senile there, Dan. You having one of them senior moments, reckon?
I guess so, and I have them quite frequently myself, so, you know, when it happens, I don't pay it any attention there.
Well, at least we can laugh about it, right?
That's exactly right. It's a whole lot better than sitting around worried about it and crying about it, over.
Boy, you got that right. No doubt about it. Say you're still working a couple of days a week, shuffling them cars around. You're not going any distance, are you?
Still staying pretty local, and staying right here around Greenville most of the time. We'll make a run down to, we have to go down to the test track down at Lawrence. About once every couple of weeks or so, we have to take some trucks down there, they like them F-150 trucks. And so we have to take some of them down there sometime, and then again, we take cars. So it's just whatever they need. And I don't know what to do. I guess they run them around the track, but I understand when they get them, they jack them up and take their tires and wheels off of them and put their tires and wheels on them and do their tests and all, and they'll run them, I guess, a week or two, something like that anyway. When they get through with them, they call and let us know they're done, and we go back, pick them back up, bring them back. And so it's a good business anyway, they're open.
Real good deal. I'm glad that you get to ride down there. Well, next time you go down there, you know, they've got more than one track down there. They got that big oval thing with high-backed turns that you don't even have to turn the steering wheel. They've got that track, and then they've got a skid plate or something that, they spray water on it, and different parts of it are slicker than others, and they'll set up cones out there. And I'm sure there's somebody down there that has a pattern on there that knows where the real slick spots are. But they put those things out there and wet that skid pad down, and you'd be riding along and doing just fine, and all of a sudden you just like you're on a sheet of ice. And then they got another track over there that goes up down hills like a road course. Tell them to let you on one of them tracks next time you go down there.
Yeah, I don't think there's any possibility of that. They kind of watch us. We go in that gate there, or we go in that security gate. That man comes out, that gate's closed. He comes out there and checks us out. And they got the cars that we're picking up parked just inside the gate. And that's as far as we get to go. We come in the gate, pick the cars up, and back out the gate and back up the road. We don't even get to look around. I know they got two big tracks. They got one on either side of 39 down there. And, you can see very, very little of it. And I've never seen any cars running around anything down there.